for the reading of the word, giving honor to God who is the head of my life, to his son Jesus, to the precious Holy Spirit, to all of my father's children, as everybody that's in here. The Bible tells us he got those in his flock and those outside of the flock, because we all belong to him. Amen. Recognizing those of us in our prospective places. Amen. Ain't God good this morning? Amen. I said, ain't God good this morning? Amen. Aren't y'all glad to see me? Because I'm certainly glad to see y'all. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm glad to see y'all this morning. I'm glad to see everybody in here this morning. Amen. 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 Recognizing all the ministers and all the deacons and my wife, Mother Parker, everybody who is everybody. Hallelujah. The word tells us that this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Do we believe that this morning? This is the day that the Lord has made. Last time I checked, science couldn't make a day. Only God can make a day. That's why we give God the glory, because only he can wake us up to see the day. And when he made it, he said, you can get in it. We got to give God the glory and say, thank you, God, for the day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the day. Notice scripture said, this is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to turn with me, please, to Isaiah chapter 58. I'm going to be coming from the Contemporary English Version this morning. Amen. Amen. It's a little different. The Lord want me to bring it real plain this morning. We're going to make it real plain this morning. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are coming, God, to right now, God, to say thank you. They've said it, thank you many times today. I've said it, thank you this morning when I woke up, and I'm saying, I said thank you when I had good work, when I ate this morning. I said thank you when I came to the church house. I said thank you in my office, and I'm saying thank you right now. Because God, thanks means that we're giving you the praise, oh God. So God, we are praising you right now, God, with our thank you, oh God. Somebody may not know how to shout or scream, but everybody can say thank you, God. And God, and we say thank you, God, because if it had not been for you, down through the years, you've been good. Even you've been better than good, gooder than great, oh God. Father God, because can't nothing compare to you, God. And God, everything we need, we know that you got it. The choir done sang it, oh God. They sang the song, Payday is coming out the wire, and it is coming. And God, we know and believe and have, and your word tells us, rest assured that payday is coming after a while, but we got to put some time in. We got to praise you while we still can. We got to magnify you while we're still able. We got to lift up our voices and give you the glory while the time is still at hand. Father God, your word even said we have to still work while it is still day, because a day is coming when no man can work. And Father God, we are here today because some of us have been working. Some of us haven't been working. But God, but we're all in this place, God, because we want to hear from you. Father God, we ask you, oh God, today, as you speak to us today, come, oh God, in your authority. Come, oh God, in your power. And God, however you give your word to God, be merciful today, God. Have mercy today on us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, somebody came today, oh God. They're looking for something, oh God. They don't know what it is. They just saying, God, I've been praying. I want whatever you got for me. I've been looking and I've been searching and I've been trying. And that one song said, I've searched the world over and I couldn't find it. But God, in this place today, you're going to give them your word, and it will be in your word. Answer their prayers today, God. In the name of Jesus, let them know that you are still a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give the glory today, God. God, speak to us, show people, unplug our ears, remove the crust out of our eyes, and get the stone off of our hearts, that we may be able to penetrate within your word and be in the place in you that you would have us to be. Father God, we love you and we bless your holy name. Now, God, I ask you, oh God, as always, that Daniel Flewellen would decrease and have Jesus Christ increase, oh God. Father God, two of the people in word, deed, power, and in sight, oh God, because I couldn't do it if it wasn't for him. Father God, as we've asked, your Holy Ghost, oh God, send him and have him to move, oh God. in this place. God, move, oh Holy Ghost. You don't need our permission, but you do want us to be receiving. Move, Holy Spirit, in this place. Remove, Holy, move and move, Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit. Move in this place, God. Shake up these hearts, oh God. Shake up these people. Move, Holy Ghost. Move. Wake us up, God, in the name. Move, Holy Spirit. Move in here. Somebody need a quickening, God. Somebody need to remember that you still are able, God, regardless of what they can't see or can't even feel. God, let them know that you are still able, God. God, we love you, oh God. And in Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen. A contemporary English version. Isaiah chapter 58, starting at verse 1. Amen. All right, we're going to wait. Somebody looking. All right. Listen to this. This is a message that God has given to the prophet Isaiah. I'm using the contemporary English version because God told me that this is the simplest way that we're going to get it today. Tells the prophet, shout the message. Don't hold back. Say to my people, Israel, you have sinned. Y'all think on that for a moment. You've sinned, you turned against the Lord day after day. You worship him and seem eager to learn his teachings. You act like a nation that wants to obey, wants to do right by obeying his laws. You ask him about justice and you say you enjoy worshiping the Lord. Jump down to verse 13. 13 starts off with these words. But first, that's enough. That's it. But first, we're going to stop right there. But first, hope, don't sit down yet. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to repeat after me. I'm going to point to you. And I want you to say these two words. But first. But first. But first, don't do it your way, but first, do it God's way. But first, don't do it your way, but first, do it God's way. You may take your seats. Amen. Amen. We serve, as always has been said and been preached and been shouted and testified, that we serve an awesome God. Can I get a witness in here today, church, that we serve an awesome God and he still performs miracles? Can I get a witness that our God still performs miracles? He still can show signs and he can still perform wonders. Can I get a witness in here today? Hallelujah. In this particular message here today, the prophet was talking to the children of Israel. And God told him, he said, I want you to tell them something plain and clear for me. He said, that I've been seeing what they're doing. They ain't fooling me. They ain't fooling me. They around here doing stuff, acting like they are so holy. They acting like they love me. They acting like everything. They acting like a holy people. They acting like they really want to hear from me. They're acting like they really want to hear justice. They really acting like they're performing certain things and as if they're trying to get my attention. And he wants to let know, he said, you got my attention, but not in the way that you think is real. He said, in this scripture, he's actually dealing with fasting, and we are still fasting. But he says in this scripture, he says, but the way you are fasting, you're fasting in such a way. You were doing it in a way that draws attention to yourself. See, back then, when they would fast, they would put on sackcloth and ashes, and they would get out in the middle of the street, and they would sit down and let everybody pay attention to them, and they would yell out and scream, and they would wail because they wanted everybody to see them putting on the show. This is what God's saying. He said, you are putting on a show. You're trying to get my attention, but it ain't working like you want it. You're wondering if you read in verse 3, it tells us these words. It says, you wonder why the Lord pays no attention when you go without eating. He's talking about fasting. You pretend to be humble, but on those days, this is what he says, that you give up eating. You think only of yourselves. You only want to do it your way. You want to do it in such a way that draws attention unto you. You want to take the easy route. Hallelujah. Even, and he's talking to those people then. And as I'm reading, I'm like, oh my God, are you talking to us today too? And he said, yes, I am. Because when it comes to God giving instructions, we will beg and we will plead and we will pray, God, give me your word. But when God gives you his word, you say, I don't know if I want to. Lord, I don't know if I'm going to do it like that. I'll do it, but I'm going to do it my way. Hallelujah. Just like right now, we got many of us, the Lord put on me to tell the church to fast like this. Just have fruits and vegetables and water. That's it. You know, anything from fruits and vegetables, no sugar, no desserts. And then the Lord showed me, some people are saying, I'm not going to do it all like that. I'm not going to give up coffee. I do it, that's what I ain't gonna give up donuts. Every morning I get a donut. I'm not gonna do it that way. I'm gonna do it this way. Then some will go around and say, God didn't tell me to do it. God didn't tell me to do it. Have mercy, Jesus. We, some of us, even myself, I said, Lord, I want to be clear when I'm praying. I want to be clear when you speak to me. And God has never been so clear as he has been with this scripture. When he showed it to me, I thought he was talking about something as I went other places, because I call this a trigger. God will point me in one direction. Many of you preachers, you know what I'm talking about. God will put you in one place just to take you someplace else. And I thought God was taking me someplace else. And every time I go someplace else, you know how sometimes, you know, when your mother and your father see you not doing something right here, they'll go, I go someplace, I hear God go, I'm like, well, God, I see you over here, but I want to, he said, and I come right back. And he showed me these words. He said, here you go. You're asking me, preacher, to show you the way that I want you to do it. But here you want to go a different direction. He says, no different than the people of St. Paul. We want to do it always our way. Ain't pleased unless it's our way. Hallelujah. We don't want to do it, and we will cause friction in the body. And this is what he was talking about. He says, and what you do, you will fight. If you keep reading the scripture, even in the King James Version, he says, here you go. You get angry and you're ready to fight. You fight against folk. When other folk ain't fasting and you fasted, you get mad because they're not giving you special attention. You get upset because they're not giving you special attention. Here you are fasting. Yeah, I see you losing weight. And he said, that's the other thing. We're not doing it for the right purpose. Some of us, God, I told us, I said, God wants us to pray, Father, get us this building so that we can further the ministry to help people. But also put something else in there for yourself so that what you have the difficulty with. And some of us have put the building on the backside, but yet we put up our own reasons. God, I'm fasting so I can lose weight. It got quiet up in here, didn't it? God, I'm fasting because I want a better job. I'm fasting because I want this. It's about I. When is it going to be about God in here? When is it going to be about God in this place? We love to talk about the old days. But even in the old days, the Lord showed me it wasn't really about him. It was about you. About how much we could shout, how much we could dance, how much we could speak in tongues. He said that didn't please him. You was doing it for yourselves, even with this fast. Many of us are doing it only for ourselves. We got a hidden agenda underneath. Praise God that you've been fasting. Thank you, Jesus. Some of us have been doing it the right way. Some of us have been earnestly praying, earnestly seeking. But then we still get mad because other folk ain't doing it like we doing it. God said, don't worry about what they're doing. You got to do it the way I want you to do it. And you have a preacher, you have a pastor that's giving you the word of the Lord. And I'm in the word through and through right here today. And if you keep reading in verse 4, put that back up on the screen for me. He said, you get angry and ready to fight. No wonder. Listen to what it says. I want to put it up. I want you to see this. I want you to see it. No wonder. Look at that second part. No wonder God won't listen to your prayer. Many of you have been praying, God, I'm wondering. Come to the church, come to the altar. God won't answer me. He don't want to answer me. Look like he answer you, but he won't answer me. He don't pay attention when I talk to him. He don't seem like God don't care. I'm trying everything to get God's attention. I'm really trying. I'm really doing it. And the Bible here, when you read the scripture, fasting to the children of Israel, it was a form of worship. But until the point, they made it as a ritual, not as a form of worship. When you make what is a ritual? Something there to be doing that you always do. And God was tired of that. He didn't just want them to do it any old kind of way to be doing it because he said, this is what I'm doing. He wanted them to understand something, and that is, do you really want to hear from me? Do we really want to hear from God? Do we really want God to show us the error of our ways? When he shows us, how are we going to respond? Are we going to say, I don't receive that? How many times do you can get the right word and God tells you, and some folks say, oh, I ain't going to receive that. It don't matter what you receive or whether you like it or dislike it or hate it. If God spoke it, baby, it's going to happen. It will work for you or you're going to work against it. I must hit that rewind button again. It will work for you or you will work against it. However God's word said for it to happen, it's going to happen. But if you don't want to do how God wants it done, all you are doing is fight against a wall that won't move. Have you ever hit a wall before, y'all? Anybody ever got angry and hit a brick wall? Well, I have. I'm going to tell you what happens. That brick wall don't move. It don't give. I don't care how angry you get and you hit that wall. You hit that wall so hard. First, your first response is going to be, ow. But some of us are praying just as hard as a person hitting a brick wall. You're praying so hard to God, but you're wondering, why ain't God listening to me? Because we are selfish. Even with those of us with fast, some of us weren't even trying to go, I don't like doing fast. I don't like doing, don't even care, it ain't for me. It ain't about what's for you. God said, if you chosen God, I want you to lead me. I want you to guide me. I want you to lead me in everything I should do. And when you are led, you want to disagree, just like a spoiled child. Spoiled children always want to argue with what is being passed down. When the parent gives an instruction, why I got to do it? Y'all know them. Y'all got some spoiled kids in here. Some of us have been spoiled children. You want to know why I got to do it? What about this one? You ain't asking that one. Maybe because God wants to move you. Hallelujah today. Thank you, Jesus. But then he tells them in verse 6. He says, I'll tell you what I really, since you really want to know, okay, I'm going to tell you what I really want to have happen. He said, if you really want to know, he said, I'll tell you what worship means to me. Remove the chains of prisoners who are chained unjustly. Free those who are abused. Share your food with everyone who was hungry. Share your home with the poor and the homeless. Give clothes to those in need. Don't turn away your relatives, which leads me to my first point, which is take care of one another. We love to pray this prayer. I say it too. God, go to the hospitals. God, go to the nursing home. God, feed the hungry. God, feed the, clothe the homeless. Clothe the naked. Put shelter. But here in his word, he's telling us we got the power to do it. We are living in a time where we are more blessed than we've ever been. Hallelujah. We have been more blessed. I ain't talking about nobody else. Even those who are watching on Facebook, you have been blessed better than you have all of your life. God is blessing us more today than we've ever have been blessed. God has, listen, when I love to go back to COVID because during COVID, God showed us that he is God. When folks couldn't work, God still provided you food. When you couldn't pay your rent, he made the renter, he made the landlords angry, but he still provided you a place to stay. And when you couldn't get clothing, God opened up clothing shelters. He showed us that, yes, I am still in control, and regardless of your problem, your situation, I am God, and I know how to take care of you. But when I place you back in a position of status where you can do something, I want you to do it. You do it. You got to do it. He says in his word, he says, I'm tired of y'all mistreating each other. You want to come in here and worship and praise me? They don't mean nothing to me when you won't take care of one another. I've given you means. I've given you supplies. I've given you food. If we go right now to any one of our houses, and some of us go in the house and go, I ain't got nothing to eat, and your freezer full. Your refrigerator full. Your cabinets full. Even with vegetables, full. But you'll say, I don't see what I want to eat. You mean to tell me that ain't God's blessing to give you the choice to pick? No, not me. I'm going to go someplace else to eat. That's how good God is. But when somebody else is in need, you will say, I ain't got it. I'm here to quit cursing yourself, because the more you say you ain't got it, after a while your words will come true and you won't have it. I can't get no help in here today. You keep on talking about what you ain't got. After a while, you won't have it. The word here, and he even goes on, and he says, give him some of your clothes. Don't get none of my clothes. You don't know how much I paid for them clothes. You don't know how long them clothes been in the layaway. Ain't layaway no more. You know how much I went to debt over them clothes. I should have got price tags over them clothes. The Lord made me go to my own closet. And I started counting suits. I stopped counting when I got to 8, and I said, I'm through. I began to try to count suits and flew out in clothes. And the Spirit said, don't you let her catch you. She said, don't let her catch you trying to count her clothes. I said, thank you, Holy Ghost. I closed that door real quick. But here's the thing. How many of us got so many clothes that we don't stop wearing some clothes? We'll go shopping for more clothes. I can't get no help in here. We got some clothes. We got suits. I mean, there are some of us. I'm asking you this. How many of us in here only got 5 suits? 5 dresses, just 5 dresses. Just 5 pair of shoes. How about 7, 1 for each day of the week? Oh, that's all you got. That's all you got. See that? Thank y'all for telling the truth. Thank y'all, because y'all got so much more than that. But yet, when a person is homeless and needs clothes, you won't go to your own closets. You will send them to 63 Thomas Street. And let them get some clothes that somebody else done handed down that they didn't want. Clothes that you don't want to put on yourself. Can I get a witness, minister? But yet in your closet is full. God says for us to take care of each other. We got to stop calling, God, I need you. No. He done put the supply in us. He done gave us the means. We asked God to bless us. He done blessed us. And he's still blessing. But what would happen if God would have cut off his hand? If he'd have stopped opening up, what would happen? We want to act like God ain't did nothing. What would happen if God really stopped doing whatever he does? How would you feel then when God cuts you off for real? How would you respond? I know how we will respond. We'll come in here for real or when it's time for prayer. We'll lay on our face for real like these folks were doing for fasting. And God said, they don't do nothing to me. That don't move me. He said, I want you to take care of one another because this is what will happen. Then the Lord, verse 11 says, the Lord will always guide you and he will provide. Can I get a witness that God will provide? He will provide. If you know that he will provide, then you ought to do what he wants you to do. But that's not the issue. That ain't really where it starts. He tells us in verse 13. He said, but first, you must start respecting the Sabbath as a joyful day of worship. You must stop doing and saying whatever you please on this special day. Have mercy, Lord. Y'all got to give God the glory, because these ain't my words. These are the Lord's words. These are the Lord's words. We want to know why things ain't right. It's because we treat the Sabbath like any other day. Now, let me put this in the right perspective. Now, the Sabbath, the actual Sabbath means rest. Hallelujah. That means rest. And the actual Sabbath was intentionally, originally created for the Jews. It started at sundown on Friday, and it ended on Saturday when it got dark. That was about 25 hours. And even the Orthodox Jews today still practice that. Meaning they they'll worship, they don't cook, they don't even drive their cars. They don't even turn on the lights in their house, because they don't want to do anything that will show like they're not resting. But they will prepare their food the next day, and whatever their temperature of the food is the next day, that will be how they will eat it. They won't even cook it. They will sit there because they wanna go to the temple and they wanna worship however they worship. Everybody don't shout like we shout. Let me hit that rewind button. Just because a person ain't shouting don't mean they ain't worshiping. Yeah, you ought to clap on that. Just because a person ain't dancing don't mean they ain't worshiping. I can't get no help with none of that. But here the Lord is telling us that I want you to get back to treating Sunday like it's something special. Now let's go for us. Why do we celebrate on Sunday then? Because Jesus told us, one, he said, I am the Lord of the Sabbath, number one. Number two, the Bible tells us that it was on Sunday, the first day of the week, when Jesus rose up from the grave. And every time we walk into the Sunday house, in the house of the Lord on Sunday, we're remembering that it was on Sunday that our God, Jesus Christ, our Savior, got up from the grave. And we come in this place with praises and with thanksgiving, and we have a mouth filled with praise. Some of us ought to have a dance in our step, but where has that gone? Where has that gone? We treat Sunday like a Monday. We treat Sunday like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. It ain't nothing special no more. God said, treat Sunday like it's a holiday. Now, have mercy, Jesus. I'm going to say this because it hit me first, and it's going to hit you the same way. Whenever, have mercy, Jesus. Whenever we come into God's house, we said we have an expectation. We said that a few times already today. We have an expectation. We ought to have an expectation. Every time that word expectation popped up, we got excited. But when we read this scripture, it tells us, the first thing I said was when I was reading this scripture, he says that you remove the chains of prisoners who are chained unjustly and free those who are abused. What is he talking about? He's talking about help those who are oppressed, those who need deliverance. We don't pray to have folks get delivered anymore. We don't pray to get folks delivered. We'll say, God, deliver my nephew. But what have you done to make sure that your nephew is going to be delivered? What have you done to make sure your son, your daughter is going to be delivered? We see them being chained and shackled by drugs and all kinds of substances. But yet, all we want to do is pray. God said, don't just pray. Do something. Do something. The Bible says faith without works is dead. I know Sunday school was talking about faith, but God said this is how you prove what faith is. Show it. Work it. Hallelujah. Work your faith. Work your faith. Work your faith. Quit sitting down on faith and work it, because otherwise you kill it. This is what we got to do. He said, but first, start respecting Sunday and stop doing what we want to do, how we want to do it. And when it comes to us here, don't let it be a Sunday that goes past 12 o'clock. Don't let it be a Sunday. Spirit can be real high. A few, about a month or so ago, we got out here at 1:30. The spirit was high. I'm going to share something with you. Somebody went to the deacons and said these words. We've been in church too long. Don't get surprised. Don't get surprised. Because some of us think the same thing when it happened. We sure got a church long today. You didn't see the folks that got delivered. We weren't the folks that got delivered. God said, this is what pleases me. I want folks delivered. Quit praying for deliverance and then get mad when folks get delivered. Going to the deacons. Pastor preached a little long today. Pastor preached a little long today. Going to a meeting, I'd be wanting to know who said it. Pastor can't take, because they know I will call you up. I ain't going to call them out. I'm going to call you up because the Bible says in all of our getting, get an understanding. Because I want you to understand, maybe you missed something. Maybe you missed the move of God while you're watching the clock. Maybe you've been watching the move of God. Sundays is about God. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. It's about God. This is a special day. If we could make it to Sunday, if we could make it to Sunday, I survived Monday. But if I could make it to Sunday, I survived Tuesday. But if I could make it to Sunday, I survived Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I feel like I can't make it. But then comes Saturday. God, if I could make it to Sunday, I want to make it to Sunday. God, I didn't feel you all week, but if I could just make it to the house of the Lord on Sunday morning. This is what he's telling us. We need to get back to treating Sundays like it's something special, because it is. Sundays are special. Hallelujah. It's special. If it ain't special to you, it's because you don't think God is special. God said, this is how I want you to worship me. I'm God. This is what I want. But we say, I don't feel like doing it that way. Well, then guess what? Don't expect out a blessing from God. If you want to treat God any kind of way, quit asking God for his blessing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm not worried about the time. I'm not worried about how others are feeling. You can come up against me, but I'm going to preach this word because God says, this is what I want. Don't you know this is what God wants? The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. He wants you to praise him. He wants you to worship him so people can get delivered. He wants to get folks delivered. Don't you want to see folks delivered? If we did this first, we really want to get folks fed. Maybe if we really paid attention on Sunday when we came to the house of the Lord and we listened to the word of God, maybe our souls would be fed. Maybe. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want. I want for me. I want for my house. I want, and we beg, and we beg, and we beg. And God said, and you wonder why I ain't done it. Because you won't do nothing for me. If God got a pain, we couldn't hear it. If God had an ache, we couldn't solve it. If God had a question, we couldn't answer it. And he knows that. All he says is that what I want you to do is to praise me. Worship me. Treat Sundays like it's special. When you come into the house of the Lord on Sunday, respect me. What are those that's going to respect God? Where you at in here? We call ourselves holy. Well, we got to be holy to respect God. Quit playing with God in here. Quit playing with God. Hallelujah. He said, don't you know, if you did this first, that's when you understand. That's when you understand that God has always been my provider. God will be my provider. Whatever I need, he will supply it. That's why I'm going to stretch out. Hallelujah. I'm going to stretch out on his word. The Bible says down here, he said what he will do for you, he'll make you healthy. He will heal you. The reason why you can't get healed, because you won't do nothing that God wants you to do, and you're wondering why the medicine ain't working, is because you ain't working. Get to work in here. It's Sunday. We say, God, this is your service. God, this is your service. God, this is your service. No, it ain't, it's ours. We don't treat God like it's his service. We treat God like it's ours. God, you got to push this clock. Send your Holy Ghost, make us shout, make us run, make us foam at the mouth. And at the end of the day, when I'm tired, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm just as at fault as you. I'm going to hit that rewind button. I'm just as at fault with you as you are. Why you say that, Pastor? Because sometimes I get tired of fighting y'all. I'm going to hit that rewind button again. The Lord told me, tell us, I'm going to tell it all the day because tomorrow ain't promised for me. Because sometimes I get tired of fighting folk that don't want to do what God wants you to do. And it ain't just me, it's in every church. Pastors get tired of fighting folk. And sometimes we be like, God, they ain't gonna listen. They ain't gonna listen to me. And he said, preach it anyhow. Preach it anyhow. Do it anyhow. But then they will attack. Don't you know sometimes, you know, we not indestructible. We are not, the pastor ain't indestructible. I got feelings too. I get hurt too. I get tired too, but I'm still holding on to God's unchanging hand. We got to hold on with it together. Don't just wonder, am I holding on? Are you holding on too? We all got to hold on to God. Don't you need God up here? Don't we need God over here? Don't we need God over here? I need the Lord. I need the Lord. I need the Lord every day. Bible tells us in the same verse 11, he said, you will be like a garden with plenty of water and like a stream that never runs dry. You will never lack anything if you do it how God says do it. God wants folks delivered from their sins. You can't deliver nobody from their sins if you working in them your own self. If you working in sins your own self, you will never think about nobody else. But if you say you saved, if you say you're sanctified, then your job is to get other folks saved and sanctified and to get them filled with the Holy Ghost. But he says, but first, hallelujah, but first, this is where it starts. We got to calibrate it right. It starts in this place every Sunday. It starts all over for us because it's the first day of the week. And when it started over, how do we know it started over? Because Jesus got up from the grave. When it was supposed to be done, the word says early on Sunday morning. The tomb was empty. The rock had been rolled away. The Bible says when they looked in, they didn't see nobody. But because he had been risen and the angels told him he has risen just like he told you he would. And the word says that he got up. That he got up. That he got up. That's why we get here on Sunday. Because we know that he got up. Didn't he get up, church? Didn't he get up, church? We come to get refreshed because he got up. We come to get renewed because he got up. He got up with all power. Whatever you need, God's got it. Don't he got it, church? Don't he got it, church? Whatever you need, give him the glory. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. He's got it. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 14. It says these words. He said, if you do all those other things, he said, do everything that he done told you. He says in 14, he says, then you will truly enjoy knowing the Lord. I don't know about you. Some of us hasn't enjoyed the Lord in a very long time. But I promise you, if you begin to give God some praise, if you get on your feet and you give God your best praise. Minister Chandler said earlier, there are some of us that are private worshipers. But on Sunday morning, what you do in private, on Sunday morning, when we come together, that's what we do publicly. If you shout in private, Sunday morning, we got to shout publicly. If you dance in private, Sunday morning, when we come in here, we got to dance publicly. If we speak and talk privately, then on Sunday morning, Sunday morning, Sunday morning, Sunday morning, we got to be public. Don't be ashamed. The word says, if you are ashamed of God, Jesus said, he'll be ashamed of you. I don't want God to be ashamed of me. So publicly, I'm going to give him the glory. Publicly, I'm going to give him the praise. Publicly, I'm going to lift up my hands. Publicly, I'm going to lift up both hands. Publicly, I'm going to shout unto the Lord. Publicly, will you publicly give God some praise? Publicly, get on your feet. Publicly, give God the honor. Publicly, it's Sunday morning. It's Sunday morning. Praise it. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise the Lord. 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 Wave your hands. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Open your mouth. It's Sunday. Calibrate ourselves. Get back on the right page. Right page with God. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, church. Come on, church. Hallelujah. 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 God, we need it. God, we need you. God, we need you. But your word says, God, that you want people to get delivered. God, help us not to be ashamed. To praise you, oh God. It could be, God, that while we are praising you, them that need deliverance, when they need deliverance, the chair won't hold them down. When they need deliverance, God, they are moving here. Father God, get them. Get them, God. They're hiding. Use us, God, to go get them, God, to bring them to the altar. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Help me praise the Lord in here. Help me praise.
praise the Lord here. Praise him like it's your last day. Praise him like it's your last day. Give God that all. Praise him like you want him. Praise the Lord in here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody needs to be delivered today.
Somebody
needs to be delivered today. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed.
Don't
be ashamed. Give God the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the praise. Come on, church.
Go ahead.
Come on, church. Praise him in here.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord in
here.
Yes,
Lord.
Come on, church.
Yes, Lord.
Put your hands together.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Come on, church. Praise him in here. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him, 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 praise him. Come on, church.
Hallelujah.
Praise him, 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 praise him.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give him praise in here. Shake your tambourines. Give him a dance. Put your hands together. This ain't about us. This about God. Ain't about us. It's about God. People can get delivered. It's time for deliverance. Give God the praise. Give God that praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Bible says this is what God wants.
My God.
And when I was praying, God told me, he said, we got to get back to it.
That's right.
We got to get back to it. We got to get back to praising God. Praising God without limits. Praising God without restrictions. Worshiping God.
That's right.
Because he is the answer.
Woo!
Give him the glory.
Woo!
Like he's your only choice. Because he is our only choice. We have to give him the glory. We got to give him the honor. We got to give it to him. Then yokes will be broken. Get the yokes broken.
Yes.
If you don't...
Ah! Woo!
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Ah. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Ah. Woo. Jesus.
Come on, church. Right there. Come on, church. Praise the Lord right there. Come on, church. You feel that. Come on, church. Put your, come on, church. Come on, church.
Woo!
Jesus.
Call him.
Jesus.
Call his name.
Jesus.
Call him.
Jesus.
Call him.
Jesus. Jesus.
Call his name.
Jesus.
Call his name.
Jesus.
There is power.
Jesus.
In the name.
Jesus.
Call his name.
Jesus.
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 Call his name, church. Call his name, church.
Jesus.
Come on in here.
Jesus.
Come on, church.
Jesus.
Lift the voices.
Jesus.
Close your eyes.
Jesus.
And give God the praise.
Jesus.
Call his name.
Jesus.
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 Hey.
Jesus.
Woo!
Ah! Oh, Jesus! Ay, ay, ay! Ah! Woo! Ba, 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 ba. Jesus. 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 Woo! Mama, mama, mama.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Williams.
Yes, Lord.
He said he can't stand long.
Yes.
But we're going to come. We're going to bombard heaven right now.
Abosha.
We're going to bombard heaven right now. I need somebody. You ain't got to touch him. I want you to come be around him. Hallelujah. Come on and stand around him. Somebody that know who God is.
Yeah, who know
God is able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's able.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Able.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
y'all join hands together. Stand around him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand around him. Hallelujah. Stand around. Let's stand around. Hold him. Don't touch him. Hallelujah. Y'all hold hands. Everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Keep calling his name. Come on. Come on. Come on. Call his name. There is power in it. Come on, church. Come on, church. Where your faith at? Call on the Lord. Call on the Lord. Call for that healing. There's power in the name. Healing in the name. Healing in the name. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. You know his issue, God. Right now, God. We praise you, God. In advance. In advance, God. In advance, God. In advance, God. We want him healed, God. We want him healed, God. Give him back his strength. in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. God, you did it. God, you're able. God, you got the power. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Call on the Lord. Call on the Lord. Call on the Lord. Jesus. Come on, church.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah,
come on,
Lord.
Church. Call his name. Call his name. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church.
My God, my
come
God,
on, church.
My God.
Come on, church. Tap into the Lord. Tap into the Father. Call his name. Call on Jesus. Come on, church. Call on the Lord.
My God.
Father God.
My God.
In the name of
my
Jesus.
God.
God, I beg you right now, God.
My God.
There is some anybody in here, oh God.
My God.
Somebody else in here, God. Got a struggle right now, God. My you God. Know what it is. They ain't told nobody. But God, I'm here today, God. At your word, God. We're going to praise you, oh God. For the breakthrough for them, oh God. For the breakout for them, God. In the name of Jesus. Heal them, God. Overflow it, God. Heal them, God. Fix their heart, God. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus.
Do it now, God.
Jesus.
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 Woo! Ah. Hallelujah, come on.
My God.
Come on.
My God, Amana. Hey, hey. Woo! My God.
Put your hands up.
My God. My God.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Come on, church.
My God.
Hallelujah. Praise God for her. Praise God for her. Thank you, Jesus.
Abba.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Come on, church. Thank you, Jesus. Come on.
Woo.
Hallelujah. 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 There's power in the praise. There's power in the praise. There's power in the name praise. There's healing in the praise.
Oh!
Help her praise him. Help her praise him. Help her praise him. Praise him in here. Praise him in here. Praise him in here. Hallelujah. 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 Help her praise it. Help her praise it. Heal it when you praise. Heal it when you praise it. Let's heal it when you praise it. Praise the Lord in here.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Oh God.
Run it out. Run it out. Run it out. Run it out. come over and praise the Lord in here. Come on, church. Put your hands together.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah.
Yes, my God. Woo. Na-da-da-da.
Hallelujah, church. There's power when we praise God. There's healing power when we praise God. The Bible shows us in that same chapter.
Yeah, yeah.
He calls us to be the repairer of the breaches. Whoever is separated from God, our praise can bring them back to God. But we got to praise God earnestly, earnestly, earnestly.
Yeah.
Praise God earnestly with our whole heart,
yes, Lord,
with all we got. Because tomorrow ain't promised. Every time we come in here, and it's a Sunday morning, we made it to Sunday. That means God's ready to meet us here. Give God the glory. Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put your hands together. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah. 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 But thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We have to come into church. Hallelujah. With two expectations. The first expectation is that I'm expected to give God the praise. I'm expected to give God the glory. I'm expected. Hallelujah. But the second is that if we come on the same page, and we are praising God with our whole heart, there's another expectation. We can expect a miracle to happen. We can expect a miracle to happen in this place. Ain't talking in the street when the saints of God come together and we call on the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We ought to know an expectation when we earnestly, truly praise God. The Bible says those that worship Him, but worship Him in spirit and in truth. If we do so, God will pull out. He will pull it out. He'll pull out His spirit. He'll pull out His spirit. Yes, He will. That's my expectation from now on. My expectation is that I first give God the glory. That's going to be our first expectation. Not what I can get from God. When we walk in here on Sunday morning, we have to come in here with the expectation to give God the glory. To give God the praise with everything we got. Hallelujah. If we do that, I promise you, yokes will be broken. Deliverance will happen. Miracles will make itself evident. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, will move in this place.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost.
Oh.
Thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost.
Oh, Lord.
Come on and give God a hand of praise.
My God.
Come on and give God a hand of praise. Come on and come on. Come on, give Him a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and say hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Put them hands together and open your mouth. Hallelujah. It's all right. Hallelujah. 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 It's all right. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, God.
Oh, give me one more favor. Tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Something like you mean. You don't know what you, some of you don't know what you're thanking him for. Just say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give us a channel our hand. You come back up with the announcements. Give God a hand of praise, then give her a hand.
Oh my God, somebody. Oh Jesus. Didn't our hearts burn? Hallelujah.
Before she comes up, open the doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open.
Oh, bless.
Are you here today? Stand to your feet, please. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. As the doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. As doors of the church are open.
Free to walk.
Hey, hey, God. Hallelujah.
It flows from him. Raise my mountain.
Oh, the cross. Come on, church. You know this song. Come on, church. Are you here today? One more time. Sing that, sing that, sing that again. If you are here today and you've yet to give Jesus Christ your life, and you felt the tug on you, if you heard something say, don't move, I'm going to tell you that ain't the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost wants you to come and give your life to Christ today so that you can be in the family of God. Want you to be delivered. Or maybe you're an individual that's looking for a church home. I'm going to tell you that we're not a perfect church, but we serve a perfect God. And come on, you will fit right on in. One more time, church. One more time, church. This is how you can come today. You come as a candidate of baptism. You can come by Christian experience. We just want you to come today. Doors of church are open for you, whether you are online or in the building. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Just
Hallelujah. Sing that softly. In the cross.
In the cross.
Hallelujah.
My God. I feel the
cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Spirit is talking.
Hallelujah. Yes. Come on and give God a hand of praise in here. Come on, church. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I praise you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ah, I love you. I know.